You have, and we've got Jimmy Bartel with us on the Monday Footy Review on the Breakfast Club on RSN 927. Great to have him with us. Fairly experienced player in all facets of the game. These days, director of football, the GWS Giants. Now, the Giants went to Adelaide on the weekend to take on the Crows at the Adelaide Oval, and they walked away with 67-point victors over the Crows. One of the reasons was the performance of Tim Taranto, ended up with 35, leading all comers in the game. He's a star, he is, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, boys. How you going?
We are well, thank you, mate. Nice to have you with us. A good afternoon for the Giants on many fronts. Certainly your afternoon was terrific, but great to see Lachie Whitfield back in, and Jesse Hogan kicking four snags was a highlight as well. How did you see it all unfold on the weekend?
Yeah, it was unreal. Pretty good performance by us. I guess we played pretty much exactly how we wanted to. And as you said, awesome to have Whitters back, and Hogan to kick four in his debut and play really well was good.
There was a lot of conversation about your footy club a month ago about where it was at, so to speak, and whether not the challenge of getting back to the top eight and hopefully to a top four position was going to be too much. Are you seeing all the right signs now that suggest that things are back on track?
Yeah, I don't think they really ever were off track, to be honest. I know, some of the results haven't been amazing, but I think we've been building, I guess, with a young group and playing a good brand of footy most of the time, so... I think we're pretty pleased with how we're going. Obviously, we'd like some more wins, but you can't have it all. So we're going all right. The way we're playing, we're pretty happy with. So as long as we keep improving, I think we'll be fine.
So, Tim, has anything changed from that slow start?
Not really. I guess the way we want to play is in the same. Just can we deliver it over four quarters and do it consistently? So I guess the messaging and the way we want to play hasn't really changed, whether we can deliver it. On the weekend, but yeah, as I said, we did that on Saturday afternoon, which is pleasing.
So going over to that game, it was a bit of a sort of flip of the coin sort of game based on what Adelaide's done this year and yourselves, and you've absolutely pulverised them. Did you feel that performance was in that team? The confidence level's really high when you're turning up to a game like that, that's you're going to have a strong win?
Yeah, yes. Every game we go into, we're very confident. The way he wanted to, and he can still play well but lose. I guess we played well and the result came through, which was nice.
You belted them around the ball, but it's a little bit different now for you guys because, it used to be, we're so used to seeing Cornelio, Cal Ward, and those types. Now it's obviously yourself, Tim. It's Jacob Hopper. It's a bit of a different midfield mix. Has that taken a period to get used to know how to play together?
Yeah, I guess so. It takes time learning how to play with different boys, and we've got Tom Green in there as well, and Brent Daniels is having a run around in there as well. So it takes time, and we're not going to always get it right. But yeah, we're probably gelling a little bit better than we did at the start of the year, and I think we'll keep getting better as a group, which is good.
Timmy, Jim here. It's been noticeable the last few weeks. It's not only your stuff around the contest, as Rama touched on, but you all seem to be playing well in your secondary role. Of course, Josh Kelly going to half forward, you having to push forward, different guys out at the wing or half back. Do you feel like the secondary role for all those midfield types is starting to really improve?
Yeah, for sure. I think we spoke about it maybe a month ago that we need to really start nailing our secondary roles and having an influence when we are out of position, I guess. So everyone's taking it in their stride at the moment when they have to go out to a wing or half forward or whatever it is, and it's helping the team. So it's been really, really pleasing for the group.
I know you're a couple of years removed from, obviously, the grand final defeat to Richmond, but do you still feel like you're good enough to compete with the big boys at the moment? I'm talking about, obviously, Port Adelaide and Geelong and Richmond and obviously the Bulldogs and Melbourne at the moment. Do you still feel like you're right in that conversation with those teams?
Yeah, for sure. We know our best is good enough, and it's just whether we can, do it across the whole game. And if we can play like we did on the weekend for most of the year, I think we can beat anyone for sure.
Hey, Tim, can you just take a centre bounce? You're sort of huddling up as a midfield group. Big Mummy's back in the side with his school shoes on. He's an interesting cat at the best of times, Mummy. He can barely jump over a blade of grass. What's he saying? I know Mummy, he'd be probably backing himself in, going, I'll just hit it outside. What's the sort of conversations Mummy having?
I guess you can't jump and get up like he used to. That's for sure, but... No, he just tries to, I guess, even the contest and then make a presence once the ball hits the deck, which we all know he's very good at. So sense when Mummy's in there, just with his crash and bash and his presence. So he doesn't get his hand on a lot, but once it hits the ground, he's another midfielder, which is good.
Tim Taranto's with us, the Giants midfielder. 35 disposals on the weekend in their 67-point win over the Crows. I'm keen to talk to you about the Jesse Hogan impact and what you thought of him as an opposition player, and then what he stood up to, what he represented when he got to your footy club, and how you saw him as a teammate, and how, if that has changed in the last couple of months on the back of that. What was your take on him?
Yeah, obviously a super talent. You know, he's had some injury problems and some other problems, but he's, you know, since he's come to the club, he's worked that hard and the respect of everyone. And, you know, the way he's trained, especially during pre-season, we're really keen to kind of get him in the team. It was just he kept having little injuries and whatnot. So it was good to finally get a run on the weekend. And, you know, obviously he's that good of a player. If he can stay healthy, he can really help us. And, you know, it was really good to see.
Yeah, he certainly was. I mean, completely changes your look. And Lockie Whitfield, talking about changing your look, I mean, for what he's gone through and to get back into the team first game and play like he was never missing, it says a lot about Lockie.
Oh, he's honestly a freak of nature. I've never seen anything like that, bloke. He's a class above, to be honest. It's amazing what he's been able to do. Only been training for a couple of weeks and then just come in and just have the impact he does. He's incredible.
Yeah, it's a different look when those two are in there, certainly what we saw on the weekend as well. And I reckon the Bombers will be sitting there doing plenty of review on that tape as you get prepared to take them on 145 on Saturday at Giant Stadium. Tim, good luck to you. Great to see you in great form as well, and look forward to seeing you go against the Bombers on the weekend.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me, boys.